They've been called a deal breaker, a necessary evil, and largely useless. Lawmakers are debating the role of economic incentives. Growing the economy is a complicated and arduous process. Senators approved a short-term allocation for incentives yesterday. Jeff DeBerry reports the long-term funding plan isn't as clear.
Vehicles traveling north on I-95, about halfway between Raleigh and Fayetteville, pass a massive construction site. The unfinished building is longer than a football field. Above the highway, a Rooms to Go sign hovers, where you would expect to see a billboard. Later this year, the retail, furniture, mattress, and home decor company will open a distribution center here in Harnett County.
240 jobs. People are going to have an opportunity to go to work. They're also going to invest $40 million into our local economy.
Nick Dula is Economic Development Director for the county. Once operational, Rooms to Go will be one of the 10 largest employers in Harnett. Dula says this is a scene of rural economic growth, made possible in part with the use of economic incentives.
It's like you're a fisherman, and what you want to do is get your boat positioned to where you know the fish are, throw in your line and your hook, and have it baited up to where if the fish pass by, they're going to take a bite.
Not every story involving incentives is one of success. Chiquita Banana took tax breaks before recently deciding to leave Charlotte. In Winston-Salem, Dell did an about-face years ago after never coming close to its stated goals. There are all kinds of economic incentives, sales tax exemptions, rebates, retention payments, as well as breaks geared toward particular industries. Film and aviation are two examples. Rooms to Go received incentives based on projected job creation. For years, the state has used JDIG, the Job Development Investment Grant Program, to recruit new businesses and help existing ones expand.
Increasing the number of jobs is a lever that we can pull. We don't know if it's actually worth that expenditure.
Juan Carlos Suarez Serrato is an economics professor at Duke. He studies incentives, tax changes, and their impacts on local economies. JDIG grants aren't cash payouts. Rather, companies come and then get back a fraction of the taxes they pay for several years.
So when we decide whether or not to use funds for a program like JDIG, we should bear in mind that we are having to cut money from somewhere else. We need to take into consideration the fact that we're going to have more jobs at the expense of having less services, or we're going to have more jobs at the expense of having higher tax rates.
Suarez Serrato also points out incentives are just part of the reason a business commits. They're usually more interested in location, the workforce, and infrastructure. Critics of incentives come from both political parties.
Statisticians teach us that correlation does not imply causation.
Paul Skip Stam is a powerful Republican in the North Carolina House. Stam believes many businesses would relocate here without the breaks, and he would rather see funds go toward helping small businesses and transportation growth.
About 2,500 years ago, the ancients categorized logical fallacies, and one of them is post hoc ergo propter hoc. It's the rooster crows because he thinks he made the sun come up.
Today, funding for JDIG is virtually gone, and the program is set to expire in January. A majority of House lawmakers voted in favor of a proposal to extend JDIG and double its funding, a measure Governor Pat McCrory supports. But senators appear unlikely to approve that kind of funding. Many take issue with the program sending more than 80% of its money to three counties, Wake, Durham, and Mecklenburg. Phil Berger is the leader of that chamber and from rural Rockingham County.
Many members believe that that sort of an imbalance is something that needs to be addressed and corrected.
His competing proposal would require 50% of state job recruitment incentives to go to rural counties. In the short term, senators voted yesterday to approve $5 million in grant money to the Department of Commerce. It's attempting to lure three car manufacturers to the state. Jeff DeBerry, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.